from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 2 o'clock. I'm Erin Vogt. Topping our report this hour, residents from outside New Jersey cannot come to the Garden State to end their lives. NJ.com is among those reporting. A federal judge has ruled the residency requirement in New Jersey's medical aid in dying law can be enforced, dismissing a lawsuit on behalf of terminally ill patients from Pennsylvania and Delaware. A New Jersey man who confessed to stabbing his own sister 109 times will get a new trial.
Travis Gallo, the adopted son of a Bergen County doctor, was sentenced to 50 years in prison for killing his sister at their Washington Township home in 2013. Gallo was 17 at the time of the gruesome stabbing, but was tried as an adult and pleaded guilty to first-degree murder. However, an appellate decision on Wednesday found police violated Gallo's Miranda rights by not giving the juvenile a chance to speak alone with his father before confessing. Gallo will get a new trial, and his confession can't be used as evidence. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Swimmers are being warned to stay out of the water despite the sunny skies at unguarded Jersey Shore beaches this weekend as a high risk of rip currents is expected throughout Saturday and Sunday. The water has been rough all week due to a coastal storm system that brought very little rain to New Jersey but is still spinning just to the east, according to New Jersey 101.5 Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow. Seaside Heights will have lifeguards on duty with the intention of keeping people out of the water. And kicking off NFL Week 3, star quarterback Aaron Rodgers led the Jets to a 24-3 rout of the Patriots on Thursday night in Gangrene's home opener. This Sunday, the Giants are at Cleveland while the Eagles are in New Orleans. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. Clear skies for the weekend? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey, fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. The weather looks pretty good heading into this weekend, but the ocean is a hot mess. We've had a persistent onshore wind for several days, and that will continue. So several rounds of coastal flooding are expected at high tide, right through Monday at least, minor to moderate category. That goes a bit beyond just the usual spots. A high risk of rip currents posted for the Jersey Shore, too. Weather-wise, we'll see a few clouds tonight. It'll stay quiet with lows around 60, and tomorrow looks good. Partly sunny and seasonable, highs mid-70s. Down to the lower 70s on Sunday with a chance of a shower Sunday morning, then mostly cloudy skies. We'll see lots of clouds around on Monday and high temperatures only around the 70-degree mark. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Manalapan and Salem are a toasty 80 degrees, Berkeley Heights 78. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. This weather brought to you by B&B Siding and Roofing. Hurricane season is here. Don't put off those essential jobs like roofing and siding that can protect your family and your home. B&B Siding and Roofing has been transforming New Jersey homes for over 30 years. Get started today at bbsiding.com. That's bbsiding.com.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.